producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
At the end of the day, for a dozen different reasons, not the least of which is that ISIS would like American combat troops on the ground so they can reach out to the Muslim world and say, look, we're taking on those terrible Americans. The combat on the ground must be done by Muslim troops with our support. We must not get involved in perpetual warfare in the Middle East.
I would have to make an evaluation based on the circumstances at the time I took office as to how much help they continued to need.
Yes, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, not a town hall. We just went through that. This time it's a debate in New Hampshire. Can you believe it's just really a handful of days, and we'll be talking about results coming out of the Granite State. So while the Republicans are hitting the trail, the Democrats had a night where you had 600 people on hand to watch them go at it. But here's the thing. Did they really go at it? Because part of the deal with Bernie Sanders is we're kinder, gentler, and it's all about the issues. Not about each other. Not about going for the jugular. Hillary Clinton looked a little bit perturbed, and she at one point accused Sanders of the artful smear. The artful smear. Then there was the debate over what is a progressive. Then there was, I don't know, misleading ads, perhaps. So it was interesting because you got two people versus the gaggle of Republicans you have. Eventually, the Republican field narrows. Already, Rick Santorum, and Rand Paul are out this week. They're no longer part of the process of trying to become the Republican nominee for president. And we'll see if anybody else sheds a skin coming out of New Hampshire. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and this is where we begin. You can throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. I give the numbers out first because often I find that people are scrambling trying to figure out where's those numbers. I need those numbers. So I'm giving you the digits. How often do you get a woman's digits right away without a lot of conversation? So a fight was definitely on the horizon, I think, between Sanders and Clinton, really for days, over who's the most genuine progressive, after the Vermont senator flat out said she couldn't be a moderate and a progressive at the same time. So they went round and round and round, and here in New Hampshire, in front of the primary, they really went round and round the poll trying to figure that out. You know, this is the problem with labels. You get caught in the box, and Hillary Clinton doesn't want that to happen. He doesn't care as much. It doesn't seem that way at all to me with Sanders. But she wants to court the greater amount of the party that she can wrap her arms around versus trying to narrow what that field would look like. Clinton said that by Sanders' definition of progressive politics, there'd be nobody left in the movement, including President Obama, Joe Biden, the VP, and even the late Senator Paul Wellstone, who was absolutely a liberal beacon to so many people. So there was a bunch of time spent on the idea of what is a true progressive. You know, the whole thing with Sanders is he says he's the outsider, he's the outside candidate in the race, and says that Clinton was the candidate of the establishment, saying she'd never be able to get money out of politics because she has a multi-million dollar super PAC. And at one point, tempers definitely flared. Clinton and Sanders spoke over the top of one another. They sparred a little bit over what I just mentioned, definition, defining, progressive, what is progressive politics, and all of that, and then eventually veered in a different direction. You don't see Sanders as much doing that. You know, he even said of Wall Street, it's an entity of unbelievable economic and political power. And then they went to foreign policy, and Clinton found a way to deflect criticism over her vote to authorize the war in Iraq. You were listening to a little bit of both of them at the top, which has definitely trailed her in her political career. She has carried that bag for a while. So I'm watching these live polls because, you know, we want results, right? Who's winning? Who's going to win? It's like the sports analogy because we have the Super Bowl coming up this week, and some people have had me, as much as I've gone on other shows and talked politics, people have asked me to handicap the Super Bowl. And, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. Sometimes it's shiny and fabulous, and I'm like Madame Cleo, and I think, man, I should have a 900 number. What could I predict next? And then it cracks because none of us can really know what's in store for the future. So I love these live political prediction polls where the odds are going up or down. So Hillary Clinton, her odds right now to win the New Hampshire primary, 4%. And you play. You click on and you play. And they do this with Republicans. They do this with Democrats. They do it with all the candidates because we can't get enough of results. On the Republican side of things, Donald Trump is hitting every single spot he can possibly. I mean, he is blanketing New Hampshire. Not a shock because that's what they're all doing. But he is burning it up. He still, in the polls, has an edge. Jeb is looking for one. He's looking for one. And maybe it's his brother. Former President George W. Bush actually has an ad endorsing the presidential run of his brother and has actually scheduled a campaign stop in South Carolina to help Jeb's, you'd have to say, fledgling campaign. Will it help or hurt him? Because the coattails of GW, let's face it, nobody's really riding on those coattails. We don't see a lot of people knocking down the door to jump on that bandwagon. And I don't know. Does it hurt or does it help or does it really do nothing for Jeb in South Carolina? Clearly, when you see Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Donald Trump, the three names that come up again and again, really in the top tier. And then there's the others. And now there's a Republican debate coming up, and that's on Saturday. And you think to yourself, what's the wisdom in the Saturday debate? But, of course, it's Super Bowl Sunday the next day, and then before you know it, we're into the New Hampshire primary. So you have those that will be in the debate and those that won't be in the debate. And ABC News is running this one. So will we see Carly Fiorina in or not? She's definitely on the bubble. Might be there, might not. I mean, she got some votes in Iowa. So should she be included or should she be left out? Mitt Romney was trying to help her out on Twitter. He was tweeting out about Carly Fiorina. Newt Gingrich said ABC should put her on the stage in the New Hampshire debate. She came in ahead of Kasich and Christie. She's earned a spot. So she's got some backers who are saying, let her play. Let her be there on Saturday. By the way, that debate is sponsored by ABC and the Republican National Committee and is going to be held in Manchester. And there is no undercard debate on that one. Hang with us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Just like they took away the Polaroid picture on a dig away. Everything that means something. Today I think I saw 10,000 cell phones, but not one. A decent conversation. I know you've had the worst winter, but it doesn't mean.
Once again, you overwhelm me. What an incredible audience we have. And the mailbox is completely full. Imagine that. I don't think I have ever come into the studio to find, when we go through our elaborate mail system, a lack of mail, frankly. And if you don't hear yours read on the air, I'm sorry. I try to get to all of them. So rest assured, I try to respond. And I will make sure, moving forward, we get to every single one of you. That is some promise, huh? So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one. This is from the baby. Someone who calls themselves the baby. Kate, I do have a funny nickname. The reason my friends call me that is because they say they're sick of hearing me complain about what's happening in our country, how our Constitution is being trampled on. I'm not a crazy nutball. I don't live in a bunker. No offense to my friends who feel like they have to live in one. But I am really concerned. I heard you say something on the show that I thought was so prophetic, that people don't really pay attention until it's too late or in their face and happening to them. The example you gave was recently Flint, Michigan. We don't even think about our water supply, some of us, and yet we pay the bill every single month, trusting that there's nothing happening to our water supply until somebody tells us it's tainted and your child has lead poisoning. Pretty much that's what happened to the people in Flint. They did not know what was going on. They had no idea. But there were people around them that absolutely knew. Just disgusts me. So I get it. I get your nickname. Thank you for explaining that. And yes, I think the most frustrating part about dealing with government is when you know, I mean, people are people. There's good people, there's bad people. When the bad people, I'll put it in simplistic terms, when the bad people don't do what's right and it affects a whole bunch of other people who are trusting that the right thing is being done, it is depressing, disgusting, whatever word you want to use. And for the people in Flint, I can't imagine. If I found out tomorrow that was happening to me, of course, you get tested. So how much lead poisoning have I been exposed to? I'm poisoned with lead. That's terrible. I can remember in school when we had the number two pencils, they'd say to us, be careful with the lead pencils. And they kept saying that because of the lead. And I guess some kids would poke themselves with it or whatever, and they were concerned about that. So lead pencil versus water. Oh, yeah. Let's move on. This one is from Mary. Kate, really enjoy the show. I love the fact that you're a woman and you talk about everything, politics, sports included. I wish you the best for the show. I hope more people listen to it. And even though you're on in the middle of the night and people can still get it during the day, I'm going to pump it out to all my friends and let them know that you guys are there. I like it when you bring on your guys, as you call them, Nathan and Patrick. I think it's clever. And again, I wish you the best with this radio show. Give them hell. Thank you for that. This is the little engine that could, I call it. Although that's not original, is it? The show is so much fun to do. It is. And I think the boys feel the same way. The guys feel the same way. And I really owe them a debt of gratitude as they're working, doing many, many things. And they really take care of America tonight. They really, really care and put in great music and add an enormous amount, more than I could even possibly ever thank them for. How about this one? This one is from Jake, listening to us in Austin. And Jake says, hello, Kate, New Hampshire. Is Trump going to take New Hampshire, or is it going to be Cruz, or is it going to be Jeb Bush? Do you think the polls are right, or are we going to see something different? I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is all over New Hampshire. He is smothering it like a dark cloud on a rainy, miserable day. I mean, he is everywhere, from what I understand, talking, shaking hands. He's been doing that, but he's really doing it now. And, of course, everyone is, but it's even more apparent. I think Trump does win New Hampshire. I do. I think he takes New Hampshire, but I think it's going to be close, maybe closer than what the polls are saying. And that's probably the biggest concern for Donald Trump, because the closer it is, the more the likelihood of he doesn't win it at the last second. And they want to amass those wins. He wants to be able to get up there and say, see, nobody believed me. He doesn't use those words. Well, I jumped in June and we're still going strong and we almost won Iowa and here we get New Hampshire. And I think I've said this already, but as we move along, to me, that becomes even more and more interesting. What happens in just across the board? Where are we midway through? In other words, with all of this, I want to see what happens then. How far along are we at that point, right? By the way, somebody nominated Donald Trump for a Nobel Prize. What do you think the odds are? Think of scientific discoveries. But no, seriously, somebody nominated him for the Peace Prize. Remember when Obama got the Peace Prize? Oh, boy, there was so much. There was either massive congratulatory high fives on one side, or there was crazy insanity on the other side of that. But they can't reveal the nominator's name, but he absolutely was nominated. And the language from the letter praised Trump for what they call his vigorous peace through strength ideology used as a threat weapon of deterrence against radical Islam, ISIS, nuclear Iran, and communist China. Because remember, in his campaign stops now, Trump is repeatedly vowing to, he's repeatedly done this, bomb the S out of ISIS and threaten to impose a tariff on trade with the Chinese, which you don't hear that said very much in American politics. On to our next victim, Denny. Kate, the Super Bowl, I am so shocked and surprised that you picked the Denver Broncos or the Carolina Panthers to win over my Denver Broncos. Do you not give them much of a chance? Do I not give them much of a chance? My guess was ridiculous. My guess was 38-35. So I'm thinking I'm giving them a lot of a chance. A lot of a chance. I think it's going to be a close game. That's a high-scoring game, but I hope we see that kind of game. Remember last year, it came down to the wire. Personally, I like it when it comes down to the wire. Now, wherever your action is on this, you might not like it. So, there you go. All right, so we got time for one more. This one is from Ford. Ford says, Kate, I've been listening to your show. I know everybody always says that, I've been listening to your show, but I have been listening to your show for the last couple of months. I'm working on a project. My schedule changed, and I think it's fascinating, some of the callers you have on. At first, I got to tell you, Dan in Texas, I thought, oh, this guy's brutal, man. Does he pay attention to anything? And then I listened a little bit more because he likes to call you, and I think he's funny, actually, now. And he is pretty smart. I don't agree with everything he says. He's a very, very hard right turn. However, some of what you discuss and what he calls up about, I think, is really, really fascinating. So I'm going to give him high fives, one for calling and being in your court, and two for being so opinionated and sticking with his opinion. I do like people that have opinions and stay in that lane. Yes, you can always change your mind, and I think people should reserve the right to change their mind when somebody shows them a different way and they prefer that way. But I think there's a lot of wishy-washy, so he's not wishy-washy. And I enjoy some of the other callers as well. I liked the other day that somebody called up to actually call Dan on the carpet and defend Iowa and the way they caucus, and bravo to that person. And I like the fact that you say left of left, right of right, in between, it's all good, and you invite everybody to call. So I encourage anybody with whatever their stripes are to call the show, because they're invited to the party. And that, my dear, is the best thing about you, that you don't shut people out. You don't talk over their head unless they were, I'm sure, completely ridiculous. So bravo to you. I wish you the absolute best with America Tonight. All right, on that note, you can send me your thoughts and thanks for that, americatonight.net.
Not attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fun to have our pal Brandon Lang on. This is it, the Super Bowl this weekend. There's all kinds of crazy prop bets. We're just going through the wild week that is the media crush. Brandon, is this a distracting week, first of all, for the players? Does this throw anyone off their game, do you think?
No, it's fine. They're all ready to go. They're, you know, Monday and Tuesday usually getting treatment and stuff in a regular NFL season, and they all practiced last week at home, and so you come in Monday, Tuesday, you're all fresh, and then once Wednesday gets here, it's your typical Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, get ready for a game on Sunday.
Yeah. So tell us about the line. Do you think the line is accurate?
I think Vegas got it right with the four number. I think that the line movement going to five and five and a half and six is public money. You know, you got 75% of the money on Carolina, 25% on Denver right now. Since 1991, the last 25 Super Bowls, the public's only been right twice. That was 95 when the Niners were minus 19 and they blasted San Diego, I think, 24. And then in 2008, the Giants over the 18-0 Patriots had a lot of money line plays on the Giants plus 11. So Vegas has only been beat twice. Since 1991, Vegas was up $130 million on the Super Bowl. They won $3.1 million last year. And so you have to ask yourself one question. Is this going to be the third time in 26 years the public is right when it comes to Super Bowl?
Yeah, and that's a big question. So here's the question to you, my friend. What's your advice?
upset the fact that Lady Gaga is going to wear over-the-knee black leather thigh-high boots with 6-inch heels. Bet that since the golden anniversary of Super Bowl 50 is the gold theme, that Beyonce is going to wear gold shoes or gold attire. And Lady Gaga is going to go goo-goo for Gaga and go over the posted total in 2 minutes and 1 second. So, but the leather thigh-high black leather boots, That's a stone cold mortal lock winner. She's a freak. She's gonna go with the freak boots. Bet thigh high boots for Lady Gaga on Sunday. Forget the Super Bowl. Just bet that, and you're gonna go nuts. I just don't know how you can give the number one defense in the NFL close to 7 points on a neutral field. I went back and watched the Atlanta Carolina game, and Atlanta's defensive scheme was great. They held Cam to 13 points. Carolina scored the opening possession with 11 plays, 79 yards, was 7-0 with 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. They only scored 2 field goals the rest of the way. If Peyton doesn't turn the ball over, I don't see this game being a blowout. I just don't. I think Denver's defense is going to do what Denver's defense is all year long. I think they're going to slow down Cam. Peyton didn't turn the ball over against Pittsburgh. They won. Didn't turn over against New England. They won. I think if he had a turnover in either one of those games, they don't win. I think Peyton realizes, I can't win the Super Bowl. I can't win it. I'm not good enough to win the Super Bowl. My defense is. The only thing I can do is lose it. So I think if he stays course, I think he's going to be fine.
What do you tell people who just don't have a good feeling for this, who are going back and forth about the Peyton deal and, oh, well, maybe he could? And do you tell people ever, you know what, if it's just not your day, it's not your day, have a fun prop bet or do something else?
Bet under the post total. That I do love. The side itself I'm not too crazy about. But there's no way this game can reach over 45 points unless there's turnovers. And I say there's three things you can't handicap. Penalties, turnovers, and coaching stupidity. So pound for pound, dollar for dollar, I can't see this game going over the post total. I can't. So under is something I really, really love. My lean is towards Denver. But let's be honest here, I'm 20-3 in Super Bowls, and 2 of my 3 losses have involved Peyton Manning. If I decide on Saturday to go with Peyton plus the points, if he costs me, Monday morning, I'll be on a Southwest flight to Denver with the Louisville Slugger. I will go to his house. I will beat him within an inch of his life. When I stand before that judge in Denver and he says, Mr. Lane, how do you plead? I'm going to say, Your Honor, I plead temporary insanity. I'm 20-4 in Super Bowls. That prick cost me 3 of them. I lost it. I beat him. I think the judge looks at me and says, you know what? No prison, mental institution for a year. And I'm going to out in time to pick next year's Super Bowl.
I love it. Brandon Lang, you've been a tremendous asset to the show all year long during football season, which is our favorite. I'll tell everyone to go to BrandonLang.com. Your information is fabulous. Thank you so much.
Got it. Thanks, Kate. Enjoy.
Thanks. Yeah, you too. All right, so it is Super Bowl Sunday, and, you know, it's interesting. You heard what he said. I'm thinking there's going to be turnovers and there's going to be some problems, and that's why we're going to see a high-scoring game. But to his theory, he's right. There's no way you can predict penalties or any of that kind of thing. He believes it's going to be an under total, so not necessarily a high-scoring affair. And talking about Peyton Manning and the sentiment toward Peyton Manning, if he you know, could he win it? Could he? And, of course, he could. The word could is a brutal word. Yes, he could win it. The matchup doesn't favor him, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. There's a definite threat that Denver faces. Because, you know, the Broncos, first of all, haven't seen the kind of offense that can quite target their weaknesses the way the Carolina Panthers can. And they've got so many weapons. And Cam Newton leading his team. And I keep saying the same thing with Mike Shula, the offensive coordinator, who's been incredible. I think it's going to be very difficult for Peyton Manning. You know, my sentiment tells me, because I think Cam Newton has many more possibilities to win, that it would be cool to see Peyton Manning go out with a win and, you know, win before he turns 40 and be one of those athletes that had this long, illustrious career, which he already has, and he already has a Super Bowl, but then to win it with Denver, especially what he went through with Indiana, if you remember, crying, being upset, you know, that basically that was it. His neck was bothering him. His neck was awful. And what he went through the in-between and then getting picked up by really John Elway and the Denver Broncos, I think it's an awesome, awesome story. And I would love to see that happen. But nothing against the Panthers either. I have a lot of friends that live in the Carolinas. I think it's been a cool story to watch them. Strictly from the point of view of what do I believe, I absolutely stand by my pick. I think the Panthers win it. But, yes, anything can happen. There's turnovers. There's penalties. Mistakes. All kinds of mistakes can happen. And they can be costly in the end. Look at last year. Seattle, by all rights, could have closed that game out. If Marshawn Lynch had run the ball, if he had been given the ball and had a couple of cracks of the end zone, maybe it wouldn't have been the Patriots. Still could have been. I mean, who knows? But one bungled play later, and that was that for the fates of the fates and fortunes of the Seattle Seahawks. So that's the kind of thing also that can happen in nervous moments at the end of a game. By the way, I got to mention this since this is kind of a sports segment here. How about the incredible Steph Curry? If you know nothing about the NBA, care less. This is pretty fascinating. Steph Curry, who is, of course, MVP last year, all-star, amazing player for the Golden State Warriors against the Wizards the other day. 51. The Warriors have won 8 straight. 51 points. I mean, that is just sick, crazy, wild. And, you know, you could look at Washington and say, well, the Wizards aren't that strong, but they're not that weak. They're 21-26. A lot of teams are sporting kind of around the same record. So he followed up one of his worst games of the season with one of his greatest highlight reel moments. He was 13 of 14 for 36 points in the first half, the best first half of his career. I mean, that's when you're just perfect. And you know what's interesting? He's just in the zone. So he ties Gilbert Arenas and Michael Jordan for the Verizon Center record and reaches 50 for the second time this season with his 51 points. Amazing. I mean, that's called lighten them up, right? I'm going to leave you with this one since we bounce back to the Super Bowl for a second. I don't know if you're going to be in this brigade, but you may watch the game, right? There's a bunch of you that are watching the Super Bowl. And I'm wondering if you're going to be one of the people. I mentioned this. I've written a book called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share. And in the book, I did some research about what people eat for a Super Bowl. They say the average person, if they really go hog wild, get it, they can gain 5 pounds. 5 pounds in this by, you know, just chowing down in the Super Bowl. And what I found was, they say pizza-wise, 30 to 50, they think it's going to be close to 50 million pizzas could be ordered this year. But if you go back to 2015, 30 million pizzas supposedly ordered. You know, they just crunched the numbers. And $50 million is spent on food days before the game. $50 million. That's a whole lot of chip money, isn't it? I'm just thinking out loud. Chips, dip, and I mean, it's always brutal food, isn't it? All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Going down to the football game. Went down to the football game. Well, I lost, but it's really a shame. I saw you and another man.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A vote in 2002 is not a plan to defeat ISIS. We have to look at the threats that we face right now.
Hillary Clinton, a little slice of the Democratic debate that took place in New Hampshire. So as we come to the tail end of yet another hour here on America Tonight, top takeaways from the New Hampshire Democratic debate. Progressive question up for grabs still, head-to-head, the two of them, trying to figure out what was a progressive. It was more on the Clinton side of things. The exchange allowed Clinton to make an argument about her campaign, that she's ideologically aligned, for the most part, with the party's base, but she's a progressive who gets things done. He differed with her. Sanders says she would start over on health care, which he said was inaccurate. Clinton seemed pretty comfortable in saying that she was the pragmatic progressive to Sanders' political revolutionary. Oh, boy. But then it got much more interesting when they talked about Wall Street, because she couldn't deny that she got over $600,000 in speaking fees for Goldman Sachs, and said, well, this is what people do. This is what people do. And that doesn't really wash, I think, with most of us. You took money from Wall Street. You know, hey, that's the end of it. That's the beginning and the end of it. And does it make a difference? Does the fact that she voted for the Iraq War in 2002 make a difference? Some of these things, of course, work against her. And some of what she said could be used, I think, against her. I'll look into it was one response that would give the Republicans a fist-raising moment to high-five each other, because that's going to pop up. I'm certain any operative worth their salt will take that and run to the bank with it. I'll look into it. I'll look into the speeches. I'll look into why this was. I'll look into whatever it is. And that was really tied to the $675,000 that she got in speaking fees. I'd say it is what it is, and it's pretty tough to deny that that is a big chunk of money to talk to the people on Wall Street who are loaded. And then she says that wealthy guys, wealthy people pay for that to see a peek behind politics. What? Dan in Texas, hello.
Pete Gonzalez, a.k.a. Brutal Dan. I threw a birthday party today for a 90-year-old World War II veteran and
nice.
My 46-year-old nephew. And we had red velvet cake, chocolate brown cake, pearline ice cream pecan, and my friend April brought over 24 of the most delicious cupcakes you ever tasted in your life.
Oh.
And we just pigged out and had the best conversation. And I am a happy camper. And thanks to you, I will soon be very, very rich when you make that walk to New Jersey.
You're so funny.
I'm just so happy about this. I'm glad you're staying in shape. Now, get to politics. When these two are arguing over being progressive, that's just another way of saying communist. I mean, these people are scum. And I'll be happy for either one of them to run against our people. And I think a dog catcher could beat them. I mean, these people are just scum. So,
you know, they're just scum.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my knuckle-dragging Republican right-wing ways. I thank your emailer for the compliments and all the rest of the people out there. I invite Jim to come on back in. The water's fine. And anyone else that wants to comment, pro or con, does not matter. I have a rhino's skin, and I can take it.
That's good. You know, that's it. You got it's. That's true. Let's bring everyone into the party. I love that. You know, tell everyone the secret of red velvet cake. It's really chocolate cake.
Yes, it is. You're right. That it is. But
I love
the icing was just so good.
Oh, and that's my favorite cake.
We just had the best time, and everybody was just. It was just absolutely wonderful. So
nice.
It was a great day for me, and I want to thank you for your show and being allowed to participate in it, and I'll be waiting for my royalty check.
You crack me up, Dan. All right,
well, thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the Super Bowl, Dan. Maybe he's got some leftover cake, although it sounds like they pigged out, like he said. You know, cake is one of those dangerous things. I'm not a huge sweet eater, but for me, cake could be dangerous with a cold glass of milk because it's not my usual thing. So if there was a really good cake where it's moist, somebody's made just the best cake, not a cake that's, you know, okay, but one that melts in your mouth, oh, boy, that would be tough for me. I wouldn't take any home. I know it because especially red velvet. Red velvet. I was introduced to red velvet. I've had the great fortune, if you've just listened to me, for the first time, and some would say they don't like to move around, but for me, I had a chance to meet all kinds of people. I've lived in really every quadrant of the United States, meaning, you know, from the Southwest to the West, Midwest, Southeast, South, Northeast, all over the place. But I never had red velvet cake until I moved to the South. And the first time I had red velvet cake with really thick vanilla homemade icing that I can't even describe. Wow. I thought, you got to be kidding. This has been around and I haven't known about it. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise because it was amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. So to take away from this show, what we learned is, you know, a lot of you are on to what's going on, politically speaking. And it is interesting times that we live in, because there is, you know, we're reading the tea leaves. There's no definitives here. We just know that it's coming down to the wire. I think Republicans and Democrats, depending on Hillary Clinton, but imagine the matchups. Let's say Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz, Bernie Sanders and Marco Rubio, I don't know, throwing any name, those, Hillary Clinton. And all along, if you re-rack the tape from America Tonight, you would have heard me say Jeb is the presumptive nominee, because really that's who the Republican Party wanted. And the same with Hillary Clinton. Before all the other things happened with Hillary, it was her time, it was her payback. Barack Obama rode in and took away 2008 from Hillary Clinton. So this is her give back. This is her moment. And her moment has turned into an absolute disaster. You know, right, left, and everywhere else you look around. And if nothing happens to her and she continues to run and fends off Bernie Sanders, then all of this continues to follow her into a debate with whoever the Republican is. It's more than interesting. It's absolutely more than interesting. I mentioned this because the other woman that you see involved in the campaign is Carly Fiorina. And Carly Fiorina has a couple of allies in Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, who went all over the 140-character land to say that she should be included in the Republican debate in New Hampshire on Saturday. The tweet from Romney said, "Hey, ABC, put Carly Fiorina on the debate stage. She got more Iowa votes than John and Chris. Don't exclude the only woman." Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, said ABC should put Carly Fiorina in the New Hampshire debate. She came in ahead of Kasich and Christie. She's earned a spot because, you know, this one's different. In the Saturday debate, there is no undercard. There is no earlier debate. So she's either in or she's out. Hey, if you're watching the Super Bowl this weekend, enjoy. Maybe someone will nail the score. Lots of people picking the Panthers to beat the Broncos. Sometimes the underdog will surprise you. Thanks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.